Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would turn to two openings this morning, please, 1 Samuel 2 and Romans 13. 1 Samuel 2, we've been on this for some weeks now, a series we're calling Honor to Whom Honor. Honor to Whom Honor. And our first text here is in 1 Samuel, the second chapter and the 30th verse. And this had to do with Eli, who was high priest over the house of God, and his sons had done evil things, and he did not stop them. He let them continue, and he had been warned by the Lord, but they just kept on. And finally, the Lord said to him in 1 Samuel 2 and 29, he said, "You've honored your sons above me." And in verse 30, "Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me." Now I want you to notice something had changed. God had given them a position and a privilege and a call. And now he's saying, and he gave it to them, to Eli, to his boys and to their sons and to their family in perpetuity. And now he said, no, it's not going to be that way though. Why? Can, even though God has given you something precious, can you lose it? Yes. If you disrespect it and dishonor it, obviously you can. He said, I had said that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. You remember God chose Saul and made him king, but then he removed him from being king. You know, Saul and his descendants should have been the rulership. But then Saul was removed and David was put in his place. Why? Because Saul disrespected the Lord. You know, he didn't do what the Lord told him to do. He changed up the directions and plan. He was rude to the man of God. And, you know, he just dishonored God and he was removed. And then the Lord said, I've found a man after my own heart. And we talked about that at length. If you want to learn some things about honor, study David. Study his life and what he did and how he conducted himself and responded to people. You'll see the honor of God in those passages. And you know, when you're reading the Bible, you're not just reading history. Right. The substance of these things are in these words. And reading about that honor in the life of David, if your heart is open to it, can come right out of these words and get in you. And become a part of who and what you are. Do you understand this is a living word? Amen. This is not just a book with ink and paper. This is a living word. Amen. God's words are alive. Amen. And so he went on to say, for them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. I want you to say that last phrase out with me two or three times. Them that honor me, I will honor. Say that again. Them that honor me, I will honor. One more time. Them that honor me, I will honor. Now the rest of it is just as true. They that despise me, that's the opposite of honoring him, shall be lightly esteemed. Now lightly esteemed really is the definition of despised. The word honor, the Hebrew word, literally means heavy, weighty. What's the opposite of heavy? Light. And the understanding is, in fact, the same word is translated glory. God is the God of glory. Saying He's the God of honor is the same thing. God's glory is so amazing. The environment around Him is filled with the manifestation of it in light and smoke like a cloud. That's not just water vapor. That's glory, which is on the inside of Him. There have been numerous times, in times far past and in recent times, that God has manifested Himself on the earth and His glory has been seen and experienced. Seen with the eye, experienced many times by the Spirit. And what's the good news in that verse? Them that honor me, I will honor. Are you hungry to experience more of the presence of God? More of the glory of God? Then you need to be hungry to learn about honor. I've had some small experience in this. I remember one night I was walking behind Brother Hagin in a ministry line helping him, and I could not see. It was so bright. It was like a sun shining on snow. It's just, you. And I'm happy though. I really didn't care if I could see anything or not. Couldn't see the people. I could hardly see the line. The glory of God is real. And there's been many times that I didn't see it, but I experienced it. You could sense it. And even the definition of the word, heavy. When somebody said, boy, the presence of the Lord was strong. A lot of times you sense it, it's like weight. Makes you want to kind of slide down in your chair. You go, whoo. God is heavy. Amen. With every good thing. Yes. Heavy with every rich and right thing. Hallelujah. So, honor is that which is significant, substantial, weighty. And to despise is to treat something as unimportant, trivial, insignificant. All over this country, there are people that ought to be in church this morning. And they're not. Because it's not important enough for them to get out of bed and go. Things of God, the Word of God, the Church of God, the Kingdom, you know, it's not important enough for them to pray or to read their Bible or to put any offerings in or to work on any team or anything. It's just, you know, there's a catchphrase that's popularized by teenagers a few years ago, and it really describes a lot of this generation, whatever. What does that mean? Whatever. Isn't that a description of despising? It is. You ought not talk like that. Particularly not when it comes to the things of God. There ought not be a whatever. Some things should be a big deal. It's important. You get up. If you have to get up early, you get up early. You get ready. You get everything lined up. Why? It's a big deal. You put everything you got into it. You do it the best you know how and believe God to do it better. And in doing so, you are honoring the God of honor. And tell me the good news. What's the good news? He said, you do that, and I'm going to honor you. Oh, glory to God. You do realize, you know, that's why I had them put these words up over the platform here. Every good thing that we have enjoyed is God honoring us. The chairs you're sitting in. This building, this land, the properties, the cameras, the internet, all the stuff. That's God honoring us, blessing us. Isn't it? The greatest honor is His presence. Him showing up. Him manifesting Himself. That's the greatest honor. Well, is it within our power to initiate an increase? An increase of these things? It absolutely is. He said, if you honor me, I'll honor you. What if we honor Him more? He's going to honor us more. What if we honor Him much more? Then we ought to be hungry for this. Yeah. Man, we ought to be all ears and all eyes and heart after this. Would you say it again? Lord, teach me,
Lord, teach me
about Your honor.
Now,
He went on to say, those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. People who have no time for God and His things and whatever, and no big deal. Well, that's the way their stuff is going to be treated by Him. Their life, their family, their business, their money is going to be no big deal. I know people don't shout over that, but that's just as true as the first phrase, isn't it? So what's the solution? Anybody know the solution? Well, I don't like that. Well, then honor God. And then you won't have to think about it. Go to Romans 13, please. Romans 13. In verse 7, Romans 13, 7, it says, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. That's the King James. The God's Word translation says it like this. Pay everyone whatever you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay them. If you owe someone respect, respect that person. If you owe someone honor, honor that person. This is a different mindset than so many have, especially in the world, but also in the church. The Bible reveals that you and I owe certain people respect. We owe it just like you would owe taxes or owe money or owe a bill. You owe it to them. Now, that's not how a lot of people think. A lot of people, when they think about respect, they mostly think about you respecting me. And actually, a lot of people demand respect. And they talk like that, and they slap their hand on the table, and they stomp their foot and go, you will respect me. You'll respect me in my house. You will respect me. You will. And they demand respect. That's wrong. You can't make anybody respect you. You can yell, you can scream, and demand. You cannot make somebody, well, they have to respect me. They never have to respect you. Not true. You can't make somebody respect you or honor you. Sometimes criminals say, well, I'll pull out my .45 and we'll see. You'll show me some respect. That's not respect. Maybe fear. That's not respect. And so people are wrong in that way. Don't demand respect. Demonstrate respect. Everybody say that out loud. Don't demand respect.
Don't demand respect.
Demonstrate respect.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me